Egan Bernal and Thymen Arensman face tough challenges in the Giro d'Italia after significant time losses on Stage 7. Here's why their performance could reshape their strategies for the remainder of the race. On the first summit finish at Blockhouse, Bernal and Arensman struggled to keep pace with the leaders. Bernal dropped early, finishing 21st, nearly 3 minutes behind winner Jonas Vingegaard from Visma Lisa Bike. Arensman fared slightly better, claiming 10th place, but still lagging 1:44 behind Vingegaard. Currently, Arensman sits 9th in the general classification, 1:50 off the lead, while Bernal is in 15th, another 1:11 back. Despite the setbacks, the Netcompany Ineos team maintains a positive outlook. Sports director Leonardo Basso emphasized the importance of positioning during the stage and praised Arensman's climbing efforts. Bernal, who experienced difficulties earlier in the race, reported feeling better and noted physical improvements since Stage 4. With aspirations for a top-5 finish, the team must recalibrate its tactics moving forward. The early GC test sets the stage for a critical adjustment as they aim to regain momentum in the prestigious Giro d'Italia.